Hello, and welcome, my friends, to the Waffle Mafia podcast again. What's up, Kimberly Power Black? Hey, 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 what's going on? What you got to say? Thank you all for joining me. We're going to get this on. We're going to talk a little mafia and talk about what's been gone. So we're going to have a little pause for the calls, and we'll do that too. And now the people's jumping up in the room. What's happening there, Big Show? Mr. Magnus from Mags. Ruth Gilbert, what's happening, my friend? Louis Coronado, thank you for jumping in. J.D. Gibbs, Mr. Chipello, how are you, sir? I am feeling a little bit better, I will say, enough that I can pack a lager or two away. So been holding out for the podcast, and we're going to get a few in. And remember, you don't have to pause to party, my friends. So really cool thing. Shout out to Johnny Mystery and Justice Curry. Hello Talk the other night and talked about how toys have had a positive impact in their lives. And so just so you know, you don't have to pause for the calls to be a part of the show. Leave the dumbassery up to me, because last week was 24. We called it 23. So there you go. And with that said, I'm going to put some of these Eternian lagers in my head. So what's going on, Ruddy buddy? What's happening, dude? Mr. Maynor, welcome in. What's happening, Boogie? What's happening, Boogie? What's going on? So, guys, Waffle Mafia Podcast. What's happening, Jakey B? We calls pausing. You know what it be. Waffle Mafia Podcast, this is our weekly gathering where we get together, talk about all the stuff that's going on in the Waffle Mafia, what's new, what's been going down, and all the news that's been floating around town. So, a lot of stuff, I guess, to talk about tonight, but really, we got to get to them spins, all right? So I know there's some names that I haven't got yet up on the wheel. We're going to get that on there updated here in just a minute. And so won't keep you long for tonight's podcast. We're going to do a sort of a two-parter with what it be, and it is the heroic alter ego of he. So I'm going to talk about a little bit of Prince Adam tonight and talk about him and his stately mood and how he's sort of a lazy carousing beer drinking dude. So little pause for the calls for Adam. Maybe you'll have some more respect for him when we're done, or maybe you'll just think he's a lazy old bum. So thank you guys, everybody, for jumping in. Waffle Mafia knowledge bombs, we dropping them, friends. Oh, check your PMs. I got you, T. Willie. I'll check you out here soon. As soon as I get done with this, we'll do the podcast. Probably take like a 10-minute break, long enough for me to go in there and holler Jake. And then once that's done, we'll bring it back in and we'll get up on it and do some mafia spins. So that was a pause there for Adam, and that's what it be. So what did we do last night? Last week in the mafia sea? So last night I was wussed out. I had the man flu. Still don't feel great, but much better than the other day. So been fighting through that. I appreciate all the well wishes and all that good stuff. What up, Sam Misha Mack? What's happening? Mr. Espino, what's up, Kel Shaw? What's happening? Mr. Franklin, thank you, sir. Always like to rip the mafia. Even if they ride motorcycles too, you know, that's what it be. So let's go back and let's talk about shipping, you see. So everybody, that's always a hot topic. We like to talk about shipping. So in order for things to be shipped, we have to give stuff away. And I know that you guys see that we give away a lot when we play. So what I've been doing the last couple weeks, and I know that it has taken a little bit longer to get stuff out than it normally does, but what I've been doing is making two runs to the post office. So it's one for the previous 2 weeks, and the next week for the previous 2 weeks, and the next week for previous. So trying to get caught up and get everything sent out. So I've got 2 weeks worth of stuff still yet that's got to go out. but got some cool stuff going out that we did last week. So just want to let you guys know that stuff is on the way. So last week we did Anti-Eternia He-Man. We also did Mossman Classics, did a He-Man Rio Blast poster, some of those vintage posters if you guys have seen those. Thief of Castle Grayskull, Jason the Wheeled Warriors poster, Stone Darn Rock On poster, did the Z-Wheel. Mr. Magnus claimed an Ice Armor Skelly from me. This absolutely broke my heart. But, you know, it is what it be, and that's what happens when you walk on a Z. So, let's see. Also, on Thirsty Thursday, O Ruddman picked up himself a Filmation Clawful as well. Did a Vintage Clawful, did a Weapons Pack. Big swing and a miss on the Z-Wheel. Also, on the Alpha Wheel 2. Did some Macy's posters and some Tila Secret too. And then, of course, we had the stuff from last week too. Fish Sticks, Trap Jaw, Z-Wheel. What else did we do? Vintage Attack Track and a King Hiss 2. And, guys, we done it. We done spun it and had fun. And I got to get this stuff down to the post office and get it on the run. So what I normally do is I wait until I've got 20 or so packages that I take at a time. So I normally do about 20 at a time when I go down there because they don't really like for me to do more than that. And so, you know, it is what it is and it be what it be. I apologize for the delay in shipping, you see, but we'll have that stuff going out here soon. And that's a pause for the calls while we're clearing the room. All right. Let's see what else we got to talk about. So tonight, going to talk about Prince Adam in his princely edition. And, you know, it could be different things to different people. It depends on what you like. Prince Adam could be this feller, or he could be all dressed in white. So it's whatever. It's whatever's clever, man. It's whatever you think it could be. But this is the Prince Adam from Super 7, you see. So finally got our hands on the Super 7 Prince Adam. So we'll talk about him, too. And, of course, when we get done with this sucker, this will be the foe. So as soon as we get done tonight with the Waffle Mafia podcast, we will jump over, take a little break, jump up, and do Thirsty Thursday. So if anybody's never jumped in for that, please hang around. It's going to be a good time, and we're going to get it in. But this fella right here will be up on the spin. So this is the Super 7 version mini comic Prince Adam. So we'll talk about his origins, where he came from, and why he be what he be. And we'll also talk about this other brother he. Obviously, with the vintage Prince Adam, a little different style there, but I don't know. We've talked parts reuse in the past. I think everybody's smart enough to realize that we've got a little bit of parts reuse going on with good buddy he. So there that is. What's happening there, Z? What's up, Castillo? What's happening, my friend? Honesty says, yo, yo, she's jumping it in. And it is Super 7 Artemis. He's on the back of it, too. What's happening, Prime? What it do? What it do? All right. Let's have a little pause for the calls. And let's get it on in. And let's talk about this feller from 84, my friend. So Prince Adam actually originated as far as how he's listed and as far as how he came out with his wave, 1984 for Prince Adam. So there is what we got. This is the vintage figure. This is what he looked like. Of course, vintage figure. Not quite as beat up as mine. This is Graylin's special Prince Adam that he keeps over here in the floor. So Prince Adam came with just a little bit more. He had his old maroon sort of sweater vest there, and then, of course, had his belt. And everything else that you see is just a simple repaint for the Man of He. So you've got your You've got your He-Man sculpt, everything the same, even got the bracer on the arm, which is interesting if you guys check that out closely. Got his cuff here, simply painted white, and of course you get this lavender delight. Got your purple boots with your white furry tops, but then why is it so different with what Super 7 thought? So there's Super 7's version of Adam, and how could that be? How could it be so different for the alter ego of He? So we're going to talk about that and where that origin came from and why that could be. So in the earliest incarnations of Adam that we have of Adam, of course, it goes back to Mark Taylor. And Mark Taylor doing all those early designs. But Mark Taylor's early design of Adam was very different than the Adam that we actually got. It did have featured the bob cut, the blonde, the princely hair that ended up, of course, making its way to the prototype, of course, based off He-Man. So there you go. But in the drawings, Mr. Taylor had him a bit more skinny, yo. So he was sort of, he was an elegant nobleman as he was listed, and slender and thin. Was just not the Adam that we're used to, my friends. So let's see, mini comic, yes sir. What honor, yes. And Baywatch lifeguard Adam. That's what he be. Let's see. In the earliest incarnation, he was described as a nobleman who would sometimes align himself with He-Man and Skeletor. So strangely, the earliest iteration of Prince Adam that was envisioned by Mark Taylor was not necessarily the alter ego of He-Man. He wasn't necessarily good. In fact, he was a nobleman who was quite scheming and sometimes side with good, sometimes with evil. So I thought it was strange that they pointed out the fact that he did sometimes scheme with Skeletor as well as He-Man, and or, you know, help He-Man. So thought that was a very interesting thing there in the beginning. It is not known exactly when we transitioned over to the Prince Adam that we got and why that particular move was made as far as making that figure. Let's see. The earliest known crossover that we know, the mashup of his character, was in 1982. So, interestingly there, we go back to July of 82. There was a DC comic that was done that was a crossover between Superman and He-Man. And in that comic, we first get our first look at Prince Adam. So, or Prince Adam as he is in his early stages, and then, of course, who he would later go on to be. Now, keep in mind, that was in 82, you see. So, for you guys that are sitting there doing the math, and you know the timeline, and you know what it is, just a little bit later, we got Filmation Kids. And so, Filmation Prince Adam, very different, but very much based in the past. If we take a look at his lazy, snoozing, sleeping ass. So let's go over here and have a look at that too. But remember, we're now still in July of 82. So in the Superman 82 crossover from Eternia with Death. Very cool title. Should definitely check that out. One of the drawings of Prince Adams is like a pimp with a hat. That's what it is, he Boogie. That is spot on. And that Mark Taylor drawing, if you guys ever want to check this stuff out or go back, there's tons of information available. There's a lot of stuff out there. I pull a lot of things out of the compendium, but I also pull a lot of things from Battle Ram Blog. So Battle Ram Blog, Mr. McCombs, it's a head nod to you. I appreciate everything you put together and everything you do. Battle Ram Blog, if you guys have never checked that out, wealth of information there as far as where some of this stuff be. And if you want to get some of that artwork or the pictures, you see, that's the place to get it. He looks like a pimp in a hat. And, you know, what can you say? Adam's the only fella that can make that purple play. So, you know, but Eternia with Death From Eternia with Death. Let's pause it again. Always love Lazy Adam hanging out with Cringer. I do too, man. I like Lazy Adam. I don't know. He's not my favorite, though. And that's the thing. So, I don't know. We'll talk about it here in a minute when we get into it, too. But I kind of like the Hulk and Alcala dude. You know, now, is the Hulk and Alcala dude what we got with Super 7? I don't know, but we'll talk about it, and we'll let you decide with it, bro. So, so in that earliest From Eternia with Death, he does have a Cowardly Tiger Cringer, but he has a reputation for being a carousing, drinking bar brawler. He's also very muscly. He's a very big brute. He's bending barbells. They sort of show off his strength and show the fact that Adam, even before being He-Man, had some innate strength that was already there. So, but yeah, he was a womanizer, a gambler, a drinker, and, you know, we love him. His favorite pet's a tiger. Let it be what it be. I also want to give a shout out to Draven. You see, I know he can't, he's probably not listening to this and he can't jump in, but that's a little shout out to you, my little friend. Let's see what else we got here. Now, Prince Adam very closely resembles He-Man in that. Now, in that 82 DC From Eternia with Death, what you see is this is where we see the blue He-Man. So this is he has the blue tunic. He has light brown boots. But the blue tunic sort of comes down. You got the belt piece. And then, of course, you got the longer pieces on the bottom of the tunic hanging down too. Interestingly enough, in this particular comic, it was established that in order to transform into He-Man, he actually went into the Cavern of Power. So the Cavern of Power is where the transformation took place. Instead of He-Man raising the sword by the power of Grayskull, the transformation was actually done in the Cavern of Power, and the sorceress got that started there. So on Battle Ram Blog that I was talking about earlier, there is an explanation of how the comic came about. And we see that the storyline background, the characters created, were actually done by Dave Manick, Paul Kupperberg, and Mark Ellis. So out of those names, when I was listening to those names, there's only one that I actually recognized as far as really stood out to me when I was reading through them, and of course that was Ellis. And Ellis being a part of the creative team, the marketing, being the marketing director at Mattel for boys, I think it was male boy toys or the male boy line that they had going on. I think I wrote it down here. But, yeah, he was the director of marketing for male toys. So they had a lot of say-so, more or less, in what direction these characters went in. So there's a little thing there on Battle Ram Blog, if you want to check it out. It's a little yellow deal there where that creative team just basically sort of said, the comics are kind of a whole different creature, and they were created in a way where they wanted to expand on the universe that was already there. And in doing so, they depthened some of the characters, and they had to, in some cases, create something that maybe you weren't quite used to, and maybe it was something that was different than what you knew. So that was more or less the explanation of Adam and the transformation there into He-Man. So that was very cool. It was very cool to see Ellis sort of talking about that, but not taking credit for it, giving the credit to the comic writers, which, of course, the writers were the ones that went in and actually wrote what would be going down in the panels that you saw in the comic. Ellis and his team just sort of driving them in the direction, giving them the characters that they needed in the world to build upon and to drive it in that direction to have it done in the first place. In 82 DC's, Adam sported blue and yellow. So once again, now, if you'll notice, it is not the blue and yellow that we see here. It is the blue tunic, but it had sort of these yellow straight pieces that came over the sides that had sort of little squares on them, almost like you see on the power vest or power harness. So that a little bit different there, but the yellow coming across. Now, this is a bit of an amalgamation of things, and I'll get to that in a minute, and then we'll get up off of here and spin it. So it's it is now 2 minutes till I was trying to get this so much going by 11:15. I swear I was going to have this waffle going by 11:15. Oh boy, Johnson had plans. I have a little pause with the calls there, man. Now, interestingly, too, in the old glorious comic To Tempt the Gods, he does sport the blue and gold wrist cuffs again. But again, he transforms in the Cavern of Power. So all this focus on the Cavern of Power, him going into the Cavern of Power to make the transformation into He-Man. December 82, Halperin finishes the Motu Bible, and that establishes that Adam is led to Grayskull and given the sword by the sorceress, holding a snake staff. Now, that's very interesting. So we've got the staff of Ka here. So he's led to Castle Grayskull, given the sword by the sorceress, holding a snake staff. And then that is where we get By the Power of Grayskull. So a piece that I did want to share with you because it just sounds hella cool, and I just think it's really awesome. But as we see in the Bible, Halperin, the way that it was written, this is where we first see By the Power of Grayskull. The sorceress proceeded to tell Man-at-Arms and Adam a brief history of Eternia and how Grayskull came into existence. She withheld the story of the Council of the Elders, for that would be told in its time. Adam asked who this champion would be. Where did he come from? With that, the sorceress looked upon the prince with her stern, dark, wise eyes. She told him there was one who could save Eternia in the universe. Perhaps, in time, he would also rule as the true master of the universe, along with others of good heart and true. Man-at-Arms at last broke his silence. He also wished to know where the champion lived and why he hadn't come forth at once. To this, the sorceress answered, "He is one among you, the last to be thought of, and yet the first in many minds." She raised her serpent staff, and out of the very air within the chamber, a brilliant light gathered together in a magnificent sword which gleamed with the soul of a thousand fires. Guys, do you all hear any mech suits in that? Do you hear anything at all that has to do with mech warriors? God, I'm still pissed over that. Anyway. Swords and sorcery, friends. Did you hear how ancient and interesting it sounded? And that was coming from me. You guys can do better than that. But, you know, so again, I'm going to finish up this spot right here. And honestly, we're going to have to just sort of pause the conversation. We'll have to finish up with Filmation Adam at a later time and get into MYP, because over there he's just 16, you see, and there's a whole lot to talk about with that. But I'm going to finish this too, and we'll run this to 05, and then we'll do what we do. Behold, the Sword of Power, created from the very heart of Castle Grayskull and imbued with the forces of the ancients who once dwelt bodily within its walls at a very different time. Take hold of the sword, Man-at-Arms. So we have the sorceress in her snake getup, Teela, as we would see her in the sorceress snake outfit, speaking to Man-at-Arms and telling him to take hold of the sword. The warrior teacher reached out and grabbed the handle. A knot of pain raced from the weapon through his hand and into his arm. As quickly as he snatched the sword, he let it go. Man-at-Arms had never experienced such excruciating anguish in his life, and he had been through battle where swords and lasers and photons left scars as testimony to his bravery. Adam watched in amazement. Never before had he seen his teacher flinch at anything. "The sword knows its master," intoned the sorceress. "Adam,
take the sword. The prince backed off, shaking his head. If it could make men-at-arms wary, he was no match for this dancing blade. The sorceress's voice poured forth like a trumpet. Take the sword, Prince Adam. So I'll leave that there, and you guys can go see what it be and check out that old Battle Ram blog there, B. So there's a story time with Lucky Legends, man. That's what it is. And got to give another shout-out for my Strato shirt there, kids. I appreciate that there, Dano Lemano. Let's get it in. That's that old flesh-colored Stratos, my friends. That's them Brad Beck specials. Get you one of them suckers, too. And go over and check out them designs that he's got there, too. I wanted me another one, man. That was cool. Got an anti-Eternia Heme Battle Armor He-Man One Strike. Yeah, man. We're getting it in. I appreciate y'all hanging out with me for the Waffle Mafia podcast again. I'm going to pause for the calls once more. Give me about 10, and then we're going to hop back here, baby. We're going to get it on the spin. So thank y'all for coming. Hey, Saturday night, we're going to get y'all something for jumping in them comments, all right? So Saturday night, y'all will have a special wheel for Syrupy Saturday when we make that squeal. And one last thing about that Grayskull 700. I ain't forgot y'all yet. We got to lay them on down and place the bets. So what I'm working on right now, this thing is far more complicated than I ever could have imagined. You think just 700 names and then just put and just spin it, Johnson, spin it and spin it. We could, but we got to break them out into brackets, yo, and everybody's got to run in heats and make it go fast, yo. So we're going to do that Grayskull 700, baby. We'll get it in right before the Daytona 500, my friends. So big shout-out for old Magnus Vermags. That's the best damn that's the best damn mug that I ever did have. I appreciate it, buddy. And here we go. We're going to get over here and spin this hoe. So I appreciate it, guys, and we'll see y'all later. Hey, got to check out some other stuff, too. Got to go see Fans of Power and Masters of the Galaxy 2. O'Brien Ozone rocking over there with my boy Johnny Miz. And you know what it be, and a shout-out to old Joe and Tyler, you see. And then let's see what else we got. We got to do Pop Culture Network, man. It's our buddy Dirt. He produces the show and says, Johnson, drink your beers and shut your hoe. No, let's see. So, yeah, for right now, that's what it'd be. Go over there and check out Scareglow's house, you see, and enjoy the toy, and you guys hang out. Oh, great unboxing. You know where it is now. That's where we do all our stuff, man. That's where we're hanging out. I appreciate y'all coming and whipping it about. So I'll see you in a minute. Let's get it on. And it'll be Thirsty Thursday when his beer's gone. That'll do it. See you there, friends.